This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Security Council envoys spoke of suffering and urged an end to the war in the Gaza Strip on Monday as they visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid.
This is really a tragedy, and it has been too long. We have suffered too much.
China's representative to the United Nations, Zheng Jun. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States thanking the U.S. military for its support while asking U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Zelensky America's support for Ukraine is unshakable, and agreed on the danger of letting Russia win.
Putin still believes that he can outlast Ukraine and that he can outlast America.
And Austin said Washington's commitments must be kept.
If we do not stand up to the Kremlin's aggression today, if we do not deter other would-be aggressors, we will only invite more aggression, more bloodshed, and more chaos.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Ukraine warned Monday its European ambitions are at risk as EU leaders struggled to agree on renewing financial support for Kyiv and extending an invitation to start membership talks. Leaders of the 27 European Union members meet Thursday to decide the fate of a promised 50 billion euro aid package, additional funds for weapon shipments, and opening Ukraine's path to join the bloc.